Broadcasting live from the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Las Vegas for HIM16, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
This has been an amazing two-day live broadcast here at HIM16 Annual Conference in Las Vegas. And I want to close our time with a great friend, a great leader on and off the field, as well as a great all-around guy, Steven Jackson. Steven, or SJ as I call him, is a veteran all-pro NFL running back who is currently with the New England Patriots. We have known each other for several years as we connected when he left the Rams after 9 years and I left Greenway after 11 years, and both were going through similar transition in our lives. We realized that we had a lot in common personally as well as professionally, and also both were very faith-based. We've been close ever since, and when I heard that Peyton Manning was speaking at HIMSS, I knew I had to get another great athlete to join our conference. So welcome, Steven.
Hey, Justin. How are you, my man?
Fantastic, my friend. I truly appreciate you taking the time to join us today. And I know you weren't...
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. And I know you weren't able to join us in person due to a prearranged trip, but I appreciate you taking the time for this to join us for this closing segment. So healthcare is such an important factor in success overall, and I can't think of a more perfect example as a professional athlete or even you as the example, since you take such great care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit. How does health and healthcare play into your life?
I mean, very good question. A question that you would think would be asked more often, but it's not, especially being a professional athlete. It plays a huge role in my life, and it plays a huge role in my family life. I think friends, family, and fans of the NFL tend to forget that we're human beings and we put through our bodies through a lot. So as I prepare for a game or even going back to getting ready for a season, there's growth that I have to make sure that I'm hitting. And if I'm going through some valleys and peaks, then I make sure I'm hitting those at a precise time for timing. So mind, body, and soul, I concentrate on those parts, three parts, but make sure that I'm fulfilling those things. And I look at it as an analogy of depositing money into a bank. So I make sure that I take time in my day to make sure that I'm reading something motivational, spiritually uplifting me, making me positive about my day, and thinking about the work that I'm getting ready to put in. And once I do go to work, completely focus on that. And then even afterwards, people tend to call it a cool down, but my cool down not only consists of bringing the heart rate down, but it consists of thinking about the things I've accomplished, the hard work I've put in, where I can get better at. And you wrap all three of those in a completion of a workout or a day or in end of a year, you realize how far you've come, how far you can go. And getting those things help you set new goals for the future as well, seeing the things you have accomplished.
Yeah, very good point. Because, I mean, you know, obviously you being a professional athlete and me being on the business side of the house, focusing on success, focusing on your health, and you see how interrelated they are. They're not individual components. They're mutually inclusive. They're integrated, and you've just got to take care of yourself. And that's kind of the segment that I wanted to have with you around, you know, I see how you prepare. I see how you eat right. I see how you take care of yourself and your body like a temple, certainly during the season. You know, we have fun on off season, you know, for sure. However, we both, during our times when we got to focus and we got to do right and be the best people that we can be, you know, whether it's in the business world or on the field, we take care of ourselves. And that's something I always respected in you. And that's why I thought for this closing segment, you would be a perfect addition to the show and to the conference. I mean, you are the example that I would give of taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit, focusing the right way, you know, like I said, on the field, focusing the right way off the field. Feeding your body with the right ingredients and just eating healthy and then not putting, you know, toxins and other things in your system, you know, certainly during the football season and during training. So, you know, you're a success in so many ways. And that's why I thought of you for this segment. So thank you, my friend. So what advice would you have for my audience to ensure they stay optimized for success?
Yeah. So it's so challenging, right? You know, you talk to friends and family, and especially when you're someone setting the example for many others that you want to do it right and you want to show them that doing it right doesn't necessarily mean that your food has to be bland, that you can't enjoy life, you can't celebrate success, but it is a conscious effort that we make. We as successful people, and to our listeners that are successful, we all make a decision that we have goals, we have things we want to accomplish, and this is how we're going to get there. So consisting of me wanting to reach certain platforms in my life mm-hmm. and in my career that I consciously think about. I want to eat correctly. I want to do these things that are going to fuel my body to help me be more successful. You know, of course, growing up, I would much rather have a French fry than a broccoli, but I also understand the repercussions of that. And I think the more you kind of educate yourself on things, the more you are able to understand why you make certain sacrifices and see they pay off and down the road. So you're absolutely correct. We definitely believe, and I truly believe in enjoying success, because life is short. We all do not know how long we will be here to enjoy it and each other's company. But when we do have that opportunity, I think it's very imperative to pay yourself reward to enjoy yourself. But when it's time to work, when it's time to work out, when it's time to be conscious about the things that are in your diet, I think you owe that to yourself and your body. And when you realize that you get older, it helps you from having inflammation. It helps you get better rest at night and you wake up feeling refreshed and energized in your day. And as you go into workout and you get your heart rate up, your body thanks you in ways that not only in sweat and what you see in the mirror and the reflection of how your body is forming to that perfect shape that you and I and all our listeners want. But when you go and look at yourself in the mirror and you have a glow and you have a smile and you're able to say job well done to yourself, it really motivates you and it really energizes you and it makes you want to be better each and every day.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. And again, these are great NFL tidbits and what you do personally. But again, these are fully transferable over to the business sector and the world that we're in and to the listeners that are on the show right now. And, you know, we all, when you take care of yourself and you look out at your health and you eat well, you know, the next day when that bell rings, you feel much better. You're ready to give it $1 million. You're ready to go at it and champion and succeed in another day. And I think it's just very important. Again, it's not just an NFL best practice, but this is a life and this is a success best practice. So thank you, my friend. So in closing, you know, what is your favorite place to get or be inspired? And I ask this of all my guests that come on the radio show. So again, what is your favorite place to get or be inspired, my friend?
Really good question. I could say so many things, you know, reading different chapters in the Bible, of course, or I have two young boys that are 9 and 6 years old and watching them play and watching them draw on a piece of paper and seeing their imagination where it flows. But ultimately, I think a lot of my motivation and inspiration comes from my travels. And in these travels, especially outside of our country, I'm able to sit in some of these public squares and go into these parks. And you see life as they know it. And you see different cultural things to take in, the music, the smell, the sound, the colors. And all these things inspire me because a lot of times we can be so hard on ourselves trying to be perfect versions of our own selves. But who do you mask that up to? Where do you get that perfection? Where do you get that look from? And when you're especially in a third world country and you realize some of the things that we take for granted, some of the things we have as a blessing and we don't realize it's a blessing, you know, simply having a healthy mind, body, and soul is the very first blessing that you think of. That a lot of us are under so much stress and we put so much on ourselves and have to answer and account for kids and employees and all these different things that we forget that first and foremost, you can't buy health and we all would love to have optimal health. And I think that's why it's so important that, you know, we take in what are you're helping us electronically and learning from healthcare and other examples of perfect health of how to all kind of take that in. And so when I sit in these public squares and I see an old lady, you know, walking down and enjoying a fruit or you know, carrying some laundry or some grain home, mm-hmm. wherever she's going on about her day, or the old man playing chess in the square. All these things are inspiring me because ultimately they're doing these things that they're, one, it's their daily routine, but two, they enjoy and they're out and about getting in sun and taking in the day. And I think we, especially Americans, we forget to take the time out and just enjoy a day at leisure.
Oh my, that's why you and I are such close friends, my friend, because I couldn't agree more. And that's why I think traveling abroad is so critically important. And just seeing how other cultures, and we take so much for granted here. And every single time, like you brought up, you travel, you just see how other cultures and other communities and cerebral and just, you know, global places, how, you know, they don't have access to clean water or sanitary conditions or clean sanitary food. Or to your point, they take the time to enjoy life and they enjoy the simple, the smaller things. And we are just so, determined to conquer every single mountain here in America. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it is very good to go out there and look at other cultures, be thankful, like you said, for what we have, but take the time to smell the roses, enjoy the simpler things of life. Like you said, a woman maybe carrying a bag of rice down the street or even a pitcher of water or playing chess in the square. I know actually Jen's got a picture of that even in our house of where she went to Ukraine and took pictures of some elderly men playing chess in the square. They, like you said, it's routine. They play every single day and they truly love life. So you bring up a very good point. Well, my friend, we are out of time, but you are terrific as always, my brother. And thank you again for joining the show. And I know that I will see you here in a couple of days as well as I visit Las Vegas in about 10 more days from now. But you enjoy your off season, my friend, and we will talk very soon.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Bring your gym shoes too, man. Be ready to play some basketball.
Oh, gosh. I will do it.
All right, my man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.